This is the reading for February 2nd, Psalm 33. Sing to the Lord, you who do what is right. Honest people should praise Him. Praise the Lord on the harp. Make music for Him on a 10-stringed lyre. Sing a new song to Him. Play well and joyfully. God's word is true, and everything He does is right. He loves what is right and fair. The Lord's love fills the earth. The sky was made at the Lord's command. By the breath from His mouth, He made all the stars. He gathered the water of the sea into a heap. He made the great ocean stay in its place. All the earth should worship the Lord. The whole world should fear Him. He spoke, and it happened. He commanded, and it appeared. The Lord upsets the plans of nations. He ruins all their plans. But the Lord's plans will stand forever. His ideals will last from now on. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chose for His very own. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees every person. From His throne He watches all who live on earth. He made their hearts and understands everything they do. No king is saved by His great army. No warrior escapes by His great strength. Horses can't bring victory. They can't save by their strength. But the Lord looks after those who fear Him, those who put their hope in His love. He saves them from death and spares their lives in times of hunger. So our hope is in the Lord. He is our help, our shield to protect us. We rejoice in Him because we trust His holy name. Lord, show Your love to us as we put our hope in You. Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord because He is worthy of great honor. He has thrown the horse and its rider into the sea. The Lord gives me strength and makes me sing. He has saved me. He is my God, and I will praise Him. He is the God of my fathers, and I will honor Him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is His name. The chariots and soldiers of the king of Egypt He has thrown into the sea. The king's best officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters covered them, and they sank to the bottom like a rock. Your right hand, Lord, is amazingly strong. Lord, Your right hand broke the enemy to pieces. In Your great victory, You destroyed those who were against You. Your anger destroyed them like fire burning straw. Just a blast of Your breath, and the waters piled up. The moving water stood like a wall. The deep waters became solid in the middle of the sea. The enemy bragged, I'll chase them and catch them. I'll take all their riches. I'll take all I want. I'll pull out my sword and my hand will destroy them. But You blew on them with Your breath and covered them with the sea. They sank like lead in the raging water. Are there any gods like You, Lord? There are no gods like You. You are wonderfully holy, amazingly powerful, a worker of miracles. You reached out with Your right hand and the earth swallowed our enemies. You keep Your loving promise and lead the people You have saved. With Your strength, You will guide them to Your holy place. The other nations will hear this and tremble with fear. Terror will take hold of the Philistines. The leaders of the tribes of Edom will be very frightened. The powerful men of Moab will shake with fear. The people of Canaan will lose all their courage. Terror and horror will fall on them. When they see Your strength, they will be as still as a rock. They will be still until Your people pass by, Lord. They will be still until the people You have taken as Your own pass by. You will lead Your people and place them on Your very own mountain, the place that You, Lord, made for Yourself to live, the temple, Lord, that Your hands have made. The Lord will be king forever. The horses, chariot drivers, and chariots of the king of Egypt went into the sea, and the Lord covered them with water from the sea. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry land. Then Aaron's sister Miriam, a prophetess, took a tambourine in her hand. All the women followed her, playing tambourines and dancing. Miriam told them, "Sing to the Lord, because He is worthy of great honor. He has thrown the horse and its rider into the sea." Moses led the Israelites away from the Red Sea into the desert of Shur. They traveled for 3 days in the desert, but found no water. Then they came to Marah, where there was water, but they could not drink it because it was too bitter. That is why the place was named Marah. The people grumbled to Moses and asked, "What will we drink?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When Moses threw the tree into the water became good to drink. There the Lord gave the people a rule and a law to live by, and there he tested their loyalty to him. He said, "You must obey the Lord your God and do what he says is right. If you obey all his commands and keep his rules, I will not bring on you any of the sicknesses I brought on the Egyptians. I am the Lord who heals you." Then the people traveled to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. So the people camped there near the water. Exodus chapter 16. The whole Israelite community left Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which was between Elim and Sinai. They arrived there on the 15th day of the second month after they had left Egypt. Then the whole Israelite community grumbled to Moses and Aaron in the desert. They said to them, "It would have been better if the Lord had killed us in the land of Egypt. There we had meat to eat and all the food we wanted, but you have brought us into this desert to starve us to death." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will cause food to fall like rain from the sky for all of you. Every day the people must go out and gather what they need for that day. I want to see if the people will do what I teach them. On the sixth day of each week, they are to gather twice as much as they gather on other days. Then they are to prepare it." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "This evening you will know that the Lord is the one who brought you out of Egypt. Tomorrow morning you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard you grumble against him. We are nothing, so you are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." And Moses said, "Each evening, the Lord will give you meat to eat, and every morning he will give you all the bread you want, because he has heard you grumble against him. You are not grumbling against Aaron and me, because we are nothing. You are grumbling against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Speak to the whole community of the Israelites and say to them, 'Meet together in the presence of the Lord, because he has heard your grumblings.'" While Aaron was speaking to the whole community of the Israelites, they looked toward the desert. There the glory of the Lord appeared in a cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumblings of the people of Israel, so tell them, 'At twilight you will eat meat, and every morning you will eat all the bread you want. Then you will know I am the Lord your God.'" That evening quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost were on the desert ground. When the Israelites saw it, they asked each other, "What is it?" because they did not know what it was. So Moses told them, "This is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. The Lord has commanded, 'Each one of you must gather what he needs, about 2 quarts for every person in your family.'" So the people of Israel did this. Some people gathered much, and some gathered little. Then they measured it. The person who gathered more did not have too much, nor did the person who gathered less have too little. Each person gathered just as much as he needed. Moses said to them, "Don't keep any of it to eat the next day." But some of the people did not listen to Moses and kept part of it to eat the next morning. It became full of worms and began to stink. So Moses was angry with those people. Every morning, each person gathered as much food as he needed, but when the sun became hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, the people gathered twice as much food, 4 quarts for every person. When all the leaders of the community came and told this to Moses, he said to them, "This is what the Lord commanded, because tomorrow is the Sabbath, the Lord's holy day of rest. Bake what you want to bake, and boil what you want to boil today. Save the rest of the food until tomorrow morning." So the people saved it until the next morning, as Moses had commanded, and none of it began to stink or have worms in it. Moses told the people, "Eat the food you gathered yesterday. Today is a Sabbath, the Lord's day of rest. You will not find any out in the field today. You should gather the food for 6 days, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day. On that day there will not be any food on the ground." On the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather food, but they couldn't find any. Then the Lord said to Moses, "How long will you people refuse to obey my commands and teachings? Look, the Lord has made the Sabbath a day of rest for you. So on the sixth day he will give you enough food for 2 days, but on the seventh day each of you must stay where you are. Do not go anywhere." So the people rested on the seventh day. The people of Israel called the food manna. It was like small white seeds and tasted like wafers made with honey. Then Moses said, The Lord said, "Save 2 quarts of this food for your descendants. Then they can see the food I gave you to eat in the desert when I brought you out of Egypt." Moses told Aaron, "Take a jar and fill it with 2 quarts of manna. Then place it before the Lord and save it for your descendants." So Aaron did what the Lord had commanded Moses. He put the jar of manna in front of the agreement to keep it safe. The Israelites ate manna for 40 years until they came to the land where they settled, the edge of the land of Canaan. The measure they used for the manna was 2 quarts, or 1/10 of an ephah.